Hey, from Squaw Valley, it was a spectacular Saturday at Winterfest. That's right, the sun was shining, so I met a lot of the folks who come here, had a chance to go out and take advantage of the slopes. We saw skiers, we saw snowboarders, and yes, we even saw the most astounding thing I've seen here. They do their own Iditarod here. That's right, they had 30 sled dogs pulling three different sleds, taking anybody that was interested on rides across the meadow. It was terrific to watch that. Now, there was also indoor activity, and yes, there was a lot of football. It was chalk talk this morning, and that meant that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and members of the new coaching staff had a chance to educate 49er faithful about their views of the upcoming season. And man, there is no more infectious enthusiasm than you could get from the special teams coordinator, Richard Hightower. There was also a fireside alumni chat. Dennis Brown presided with a great group of 49er alums, and how wonderful it was to see the great Gene Washington here sitting right in the middle alongside Patrick Willis here as an alum. There was Chevron STEM Zone activity. There was a screening of an amazing film telling the life of Chef Eduardo Garcia, who has been a big part of this weekend's activities. So tonight, we finish things off with another dinner, more giving. Last night, the philanthropy was astounding. Two outstanding items, a suite for a Warrior home playoff game and a private dinner at Denise and John York's home with Michael Mina. Our friend and partner is the chef. Those drew outstanding gifts to the 49ers Foundation. Far more ahead to benefit the foundation tonight, and it all ends with a performance from the Bay Area's own Michael Franti. It has been another fabulous Winterfest weekend in Squaw Valley.